Ian, that was a breathless, pulsating, dramatic cup tie. A pleasure to watch. I imagine it was quite stressful from your point of view, though.
Yeah, very stressful. I think certainly the fans that have paid their money in, I know it's been an horrible day and poor conditions, but I think they certainly had their money's worth where the football's concerned. I thought it was a proper good FA Cup tie, end-to-end, chances at both ends late in the game. I think both sides could have won it. A little bit disappointed that we didn't. We had a couple of good chances at 2-1 that could have put it to bed for us. So disappointed we haven't got through, but really proud at the same time of the players. You know, we're in the hat, and that's always the minimum requirement when we leave that dressing room at 3 o'clock, that we're still in the hat. And interesting, I think the draw's Monday, is it, I'm told, and see who potentially we could get. But I think the performance in itself, I think it gives us a little bit of belief going down to Eastleigh that we can still get something from the game.
Yeah, you can't question the heart and desire of your players. They ran every inch of that pitch today.
Yeah, they were superb. Like I say, I can't be proud of them enough. I thought there was every one of them really put a shift in. And obviously we tied at the end, which is expected. Tough conditions, like I say, against a full-time side. Obviously leading 2-1 till late on. So we've dug in, and you know, we've tried to hold what we've got. Yeah, just unfortunate. I mean, there's some of the boys are saying that it was a potentially offside, the equaliser. We've had a soft penalty given against us, according to the lads again, that there was no contact. Just didn't feel that we was the right side, and many decisions from the referee today, unfortunate that.
Could have done with VAR then today.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, probably the less said about that, the better,
yeah,
I think.
No, exactly. But like you said, I mean, you might be wondering a little bit, what if, you know, Che Tilt with a chance at the end, he could have squared it to Alex Nichols. Nichols headed wide, but it all added to the drama.
Yeah, exactly. We had chances. Like I said, they did. Rennie pulls a good save off late on, two-handed good save, and obviously he saved the pen. Disappointed. We didn't nick it. But at the same time, you know, we're playing against a side two levels above us that are full time. I think they lost in the playoffs last season to Salford, and that just shows how what a good result and what a good performance our lads have put in.
And as we talked about before the game, this club's history in the competition, you're writing your own chapter of this great history, you know, entering into the second round draw at least for now, and a very good chance to get into that next round.
Yeah, I'll still say we've got to have belief, because there's certainly enough in today's game that should give us belief that we can still get this job done. It's been made a little bit more difficult. Obviously, you know, we'll have to travel down on the Tuesday. Just another fixture as well to get in, I suppose, isn't it? We've got a lot of games now. We've got Lancaster here in the trophy, another competition on Tuesday, which is going to be tough. I suppose we'll have to make some changes in that one. But yeah, it's the history with the club. You know, who'd put it past there at Stourbridge to go down there and get a result? Nobody will, I don't think.
Just finally, as I say, you're not there yet, but you'll be watching the draw on Monday night. And is there a preference? Is it a league team? Bring them here?
I don't know. If we could get through, you'd want one of the lower ranked sides, wouldn't you? Like, I mean, Chichester are in the competition still. They've had a bye because of the Bury going into liquidation. So I just want to keep going. I'm loving every minute of it. And you know, if we could get through, and I'd take Chichester at home, and see if we can get through another one, and then you can give us Man United or Liverpool or Arsenal, and we'll see how we go against them. It'd be fun, eh? But we'd certainly enjoy ourselves, that's for sure.